News has come this morning of this year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. It is Peruvian author Mario Vargas Llosa. The Swedish Academy cited the writer for his, quote, trenchant images of the individual's resistance, revolt, and defeat. Vargas Llosa is known for his pointed attacks on the corruption and hypocrisy of Peruvian society, in particular the military. His interest in politics even led him in 1990 to run unsuccessfully for president. Joining us to talk about this new laureate is NPR's Lynn Neary. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How long has it been since a Latin American writer has won this prize?
Well, as I think you know, Renee, in recent years, the Swedish Academy has been considered to be very Eurocentric in its choices for the literature prize. So it has been a while. It was 1990 when Octavio Paz from Mexico won the award. Also, Gabriel Garcia Marquez won it in 1982. Now, Garcia Marquez and Vargas Llosa were both part of the boom in Latin American writing that took place in the 1960s. Vargas Llosa was the youngest of this group of writers, which also included such greats as Carlos Fuentes. And like many of these writers, Vargas Llosa left Peru as a young man. He lived and he worked in Europe, and it was after this time abroad that he published his first really big novel, The Time of the Hero.
And that novel was based on his own experience.
Yes, it was based on his time at a military school. It's an interesting story. He grew up in Bolivia with his mother and grandparents, and they encouraged his writing. But when his father in Peru found out that his son wanted to be a poet, he was horrified and sent him to this military school, thinking, well, maybe this will bring him to his senses. Instead, it sharpened his pen, and it fostered a lifelong distrust of the military. So when that book was published, it was burned in the courtyard of that school. It was also awarded a literary prize, and it established Vargas Llosa as a writer.
Talk to us about the kind of a writer he is, his style.
Well, you know, he could be very political. He could also be intensely personal. He's said to combine the realism of the 19th century novel with the techniques of the 20th century. He was known for multi-layered storytelling, looking at it from different perspectives. He explores the corruption of contemporary Peru in novels such as The Greenhouse and Conversation in the Cathedral. He also could be very funny. Captain Pantoja and the Special Service is a black comedy about the military. And one of his most popular novels is also very humorous and also autobiographical. That's Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter. And it was based on his marriage to his aunt, who was 10 years older than he. Vargas Llosa also dabbled in erotic literature in his 1990 book In Praise of the Stepmother. But his writing was always intertwined with politics. Two of his best-known works, War at the End of the World and The Real Life of Alejandro Meta, were overtly political. And in an interview with NPR in 2001, he spoke about the link between politics and literature.
If there is no freedom in a society and you are a writer, you cannot say, this is not my problem, because it is your problem. If you are a writer and there is no freedom, your vocation is threatened. You know? You have to do something.
So his politics, they did evolve over the years.
Well, yeah, he came of age in Latin America at a time of revolution. So not surprisingly, he was a member of a faction of the Peruvian Communist Party. He believed in the Cuban Revolution, but eventually he moved right. And he ran as president in 1990 as a member of a candidate for the center-right coalition. Of course, he lost. However, he has remained very active and involved in Peruvian life as a writer and politically as well.
Thank you, Lynn Neary. NPR's Lynn Neary. This year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature is Mario Vargas Llosa.
While we were waiting to find out who won the Nobel Prize in Literature, we asked you on our Facebook page to submit your own nominations. Who would you like to see win? Hundreds of you responded.
Carrie Vaughn of Ohio was among many people who nominated the Japanese writer Haruki Murakami.
Another favorite was Paulo Coelho, the Brazilian author of The Alchemist.
And Craig Morris of Georgia was one of the many who said Thomas Pynchon deserves the prize. His novels include, of course, Gravity's Rainbow and Against the Day.
Now, Lee Dittman writes in to say the prize should be awarded to him on spec. He says, quote, I'll use the prize money to write something of lasting value.
And Joe Valenti writes, I nominate the guy who wrote the instruction manual for my phone. A greater work of fiction has never existed.
This, however, is the truth. You can follow Morning Edition on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.